You're listening to SBS News.
Political leaders are calling for calm in Northern Ireland. Unrest has erupted over the past week in Derry, Belfast and towns in County Antrim, amid growing tensions in unionist areas. It was sparked by local concerns over post-Brexit trade rules and worsening relations between the parties in the Protestant Catholic power-sharing government. The latest escalation of violence involved crowds of Protestant and Catholic youths in Belfast hurling bricks, fireworks and petrol bombs at police and each other. Rioters set a hijacked bus on fire and hurled petrol bombs at police. Youths as young as 12 and 13 years old attacked the concrete peace wall separating the Shankill Road from a neighbouring Irish nationalist area. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called for an end to the violence, saying the way to resolve differences is through dialogue, not criminality. Northern Ireland's Belfast-based government has been holding emergency meetings in a bid to find ways to restore peace. The UK's Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Brandon Lewis, condemned the rioting and encouraged unity.
It's really good to see all five parties, cross-community, coming together with a clear, common statement, which is that violence is not acceptable. There is no legitimisation of violence for any particular issue. The way to deal with these things is through a diplomatic, democratic, political process. There is no legitimisation or excuse for taking to violence to deal with any of these issues. And it doesn't serve anybody's cause, whatever their concern is, on any given issue, to take it to violence.
Brexit has highlighted the contested status of Northern Ireland. Some want to stay part of the UK, while others see themselves as Irish and seek unity with neighbouring Republic of Ireland, which is a member of the European Union.
Protocol is there to protect the Good Friday Agreement. It's also about making sure that goods that move into the Republic of Ireland, i.e. the EU single market, are dealt with in the right way. It shouldn't be there to create problems for people and businesses in Northern Ireland. That's what we're determined to deal with. The PM's been clear about that. I've been clear about that. None of that gives a legitimisation or excuse for violence.
Northern Ireland has experienced sporadic outbreaks of street violence since the 1998 Good Friday Peace Accord, which ended what is known as the Troubles. It spanned decades of Catholic-Protestant bloodshed over the status of the region, in which more than 3,000 people died. The Good Friday Agreement is also known as the Belfast Agreement, which is specifically a pair of agreements signed on the 10th of April 1998. It was a major development in the Northern Ireland peace process of the 1990s. Constable Jonathan Roberts of the Northern Ireland Police said this week's mayhem was at a scale not seen in recent years. More than 50 police officers have been injured. First Minister Arlene Foster of the pro-British Democratic Unionist Party has warned that Northern Ireland faces deep political challenges ahead.
The injury to frontline officers, victims terrorised, damage to people's property, the harm to Northern Ireland's image in this our centenary year has taken us backwards. And no brick, no bottle, no petrol bomb thrown has achieved or can ever achieve anything but destruction, harm and fear.
Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill of Irish Nationalist Party Sinn Féin described the violence as utterly deplorable. Despite the united public message, some say Northern Ireland's politicians remain deeply divided. Some politicians and some police officials have accused outlawed paramilitary groups, which do remain a force in working class communities, of inciting people as young as 12 and 13 to cause chaos. Chief European Commission spokesperson Eric Maymer commented on the escalation of violence.
Of course, condemning the strongest possible terms, the acts of violence that have occurred in Northern Ireland over the past days. Nobody has anything to gain from this. We call on all those involved to refrain immediately from these violent acts.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Joe Biden was concerned and the US government will monitor the situation closely.
We are concerned by the violence in Northern Ireland, and we join the British, Irish, and Northern Irish leaders in their calls for calm. We remain steadfast supporters of a secure and prosperous Northern Ireland in which all communities have a voice and enjoy the gains of the hard-won peace. We welcome the provisions in both the EU-UK Trade and Cooperation Agreement and the Northern Ireland Protocol, which help protect the gains of the Belfast Good Friday Agreement.
while US State Department spokesperson Ned Price says the Good Friday Accord protecting peace in Northern Ireland should not become a casualty of Brexit.
As the United Kingdom and the EU implement Brexit-related provisions, this administration encourages them to prioritize political and economic stability in Northern Ireland. As I said before, President Biden has been unequivocal in his support for the Belfast and Good Friday Agreement, which was an historic achievement. We believe that we must protect it, and we believe that we must ensure it doesn't become a casualty of Brexit. Steadfast supporters of a secure and prosperous Northern Ireland in which all communities have a voice and all communities enjoy the gains of a hard-won peace.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.